e anche i popoli, e vive just for your companions. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today, for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, St. Paul speaks to us in the epistle of the promises that we have received from God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel taken from St. Luke, our Lord tells us, blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard. Glory was promised to us, and this glory is that of Jesus Christ, the head of the church. Let us look closely at what is this glory evoked by the apostle to the Gentiles. We must be careful to remember that he is speaking about our destiny. As we go through life, struggling to acquire virtues, to become holy, to conform ourselves to what our Lord expects of us, we can fall into the trap of confusing the means for the ends. Today's homily is about keeping our goal in mind as we make our way to heaven, of remembering what we received at our baptism, our belonging to Christ, and the duties which we assume through the reception of the sacrament. We have a destiny to be with God in heaven. It is false to think, as many do in our day and age, that we can have our heaven here on earth. This thinking is seen all around us in our Hellenistic societies, putting into practice false philosophies and materialistic ideologies like Marxism, communism, and socialism. Based on the meaning of the great saints in the history of the Church, our desires for good things and for enjoying them are not so strong that they pull us off the path to heaven. But on the contrary, these same desires for good things are in fact too deep. All good things are given to us by God, and of course they must be enjoyed in moderation. But we are so weak that not only do we forget that it is God who gives them to us, but also that he uses them to lead us to him. At one time or another, we recognize in ourselves a little spark, a little voice of this destiny, in the form of a desire for the infinite, for glory. It is this transcendent and transtemporal desire that our society tells us has no value. At our baptism, we receive a seed of the new life for God, which must grow and mature slowly. Our parents nurture this desire for God in us and allow it to grow by teaching us what is good. We all have received good things from our parents, who were sometimes harsh with us so that we would learn. Our education is precisely about learning to take pleasure and enjoy the right things of life in the right way, to the right amount, and at the right time. This is how we learn to develop good habits. And when we do, we enjoy the good things that we do. Eventually, doing the good becomes a constant activity. This does not mean that we do this good perfectly, but that we strive to do it at all times. This is much the same with the acquisition of virtues in the spiritual life. Our goal is not the virtue itself, but the glory that God promises us for acquiring and practicing them. When we struggle to acquire virtues, be they purity or patience, humility or temperance, we must keep in mind that if we fix our eyes on God and heaven, it will not matter how many times we fall, but every time we fall, because of this glory promises, we will be able to rise again. Being weak creatures, we should not be surprised that we fall. But we should immediately get up, pick up our crosses, and walk again. As St. Francis de Sales teaches us, be discouraged at the sight of our failures and imperfections. Our God is good to us. He encourages us to rise again. It would be disappointing to Him who poured out all His blood for us if He did not use some of the graces of that precious blood to rise again. Moreover, if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we will never need to worry again about slipping and falling. Going through life focused on God, trusting in His merciful grace, we will learn through our many falls and virtuous activity. Will become part of our daily life and our greatest enjoyment. This will certainly not be the case when we start out. However, remember that this is so about anything we try to do in life. There are many stories of good doctors who started out being unable to stand the sight of light, of lawyers who at first did not like them, of engineers who could not do their bad homework. The parable of the Good Samaritan is fulfilled in us, the children of the church. We ourselves are the wanderer who fell among robbers and upon whom Christ looked down full of compassion, taking him into His church in the sacrament of baptism. In view of this wonderful condescension on the part of the Savior, we say, I believe in one Holy Catholic Church. I believe in one baptism. During the sacrifice of the Mass, Christ, the Good Samaritan, appears personally in our midst to continue His presence with us and to perfect His work of healing and restoration. A second Moses, He improves God on our behalf, offering with His prayers His own flesh and blood, His heart, Himself, wholly to the Father as a gift of sacrifice. We are allowed to take Him into our hands as our own gift of sacrifice, offering Him up to God through the hands of the priest as a victim for our sins. Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see, and the hands that offer what you offer. How much more acceptable is the sacrifice and prayer of Christ than that of Moses, the mediator of the old covenant? How much more acceptable is our sacrifice, the sacrifice of the baptized, than the sacrifices of men of ancient times who did not possess Christ? Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see. By persevering effort and trust in the goodness of God, eventually we will come to the point of loving Him enough to seek to multiply our acts of gratitude to Him in return for His goodness towards us. We cannot hope to imagine here on earth what our life in this heavenly glory will be like. As mentioned in the episode, we may think that like Moses, after he met God at Mount Sinai, he himself will be illumined by a divine light. However, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that glory in heaven will be a type of fame that we receive from God when He says to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. This is the delight of the child before his father. The world will tell us that this is sentimental rubbish, but the world does not believe in Jesus, who said, unless you change and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. About the recent shootings in that school in Minnesota, there are some reports online where you read of those on the left who seem not to understand what values there of offering thoughts and prayers to God in this time. It is they who do not believe in Jesus, and therefore they see no value in prayer. My Lord Himself has said, unless you change and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom. Our joy in heaven will be to be noticed by and to commune with God. This joy of our soul is so powerful that it will flow into our glorified bodies. Your faithful fear of God, everything that gives us a small pleasure is in a way a little spark of the great pleasures that God will give us in heaven. Heaven, in fact, is the fulfillment of all desire. always help us keep our eyes fixed on that hope. Let us make it a point to turn to God.